马太福音第五章
Lesson to Matthew chapter 5
马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5
我们来读第四节的圣经
We are going to read verse number 4
马太福音第五章第四节
Matthew 5:4
哀痛的人有福了因为他们必得安慰
Blessed are those who mourn for they will be comforted
大家一同读一二三哀痛的人有福了
for they will be
因为他们必得安慰之前有什么好这句话
This statement
是耶稣讲的
It's what Jesus said himself
耶稣说什么呢
Jesus said
哀痛的人有福了
Blessed are those who mourn
因为他们必得安慰
For they shall be comforted
这以前有谁讲过这句话
Who has ever said this statement before him
一个人痛苦
One when he mourn
哀哭
And he cry
心中苦到没有办法停止悸动
That he suffered much and shook his heart
这个人整个人像昏天暗地天崩地裂好像地震海啸整个生命不能下去
It looks like the whole world is now darkened and it cannot continue to live now anymore
这个叫哀痛
That's called mourning
所以如果只用动的旁边加上一个心字
In the Chinese word the mourning has a heart by the side
哀愁忧伤到好像整个心都在震动一样
You are so suffer much in your heart as if your heart is sick
耶稣基督说
And Jesus said
哀痛的人有福了
Those who mourn are blessed
因为他们必得安慰
Because they shall be comforted
换一句话说呢
In other words
有一种福气是只有这种痛苦过的人才得到
There is a kind of blessing All these people who have just mourned in such a manner will be blessed
那这句话从耶稣的口里讲出来
This uttered by Jesus with his lips
就表示这些人有非寻常的感情
Which means these people have some emotion which is special
那些没有哭的人
Those who have not cried before
没有痛苦的人
Those who have not suffered in the heart before
没有伤心过的人
Have not feel sad before
他们根本就不懂这种福气
And do not have this time do not know of this kind of blessings
也就是说有一些福气是在很悲哀的很消极的范围里面的经验里面人才会得到
Which means there are certain kind of blessing only you will attain them in this kind of great suffering
所以这些话呢跟普通的感情完全不一样
So this kind of suffering and this kind of words is totally different from ordinary emotions
人快乐的时候
When men rejoice
心情非常轻松
And their hearts are lighter
人快乐的时候
When people are happy
时间很容易度过
Time flies
人快乐的时候
When we are happy
跟人的感情非常很容易的这个产生交往
And very easily they want to have communication with their emotions
当然人悲哀来到的时候
But when a person is sad
感到生命没有什么意义
And finally there's no meaning in life
所以呢我们通常认为悲哀的人是没有福气的
So we say that those who are sad are not blessed
有福气的人应当是喜笑的人
Blessed are those who laugh and smile
我常常一个人过生活
When I say I live alone in my life
每天跑不同地方
I go to different places daily
但是我有一个习惯就是有时候小小声的自己吹口哨
But I have a habit sometimes I whistle very softly
我吹的时候好像有一个乐器跟我走一样的
When I whistle at least I brought along with myself a musical instrument
所以我不大会孤单
So I seldom feel lonely
但是那些没有看过这样吹口哨的人就很奇怪
But those who have not seen people whistling in this manner they are amazed
所以他们一直看着我
They will stare at me
看着我又看我嘴不动
But I never move my lips
他们更奇怪
And they feel strange
所以他们说 Where is the sound from? Where is the sound from?
声音从哪里来、
啊、我就不回答了我记住了对
So they feel amazing
那他说又又又是你
那是你在吹了
那我就笑了
Do I smile
笑的时候他想诶不回答是不是为什么在笑
So why don't you answer You made a reply while you're smiling
笑的时候我还在吹
When I smile I still whistle
他们更奇怪了
So they feel more amazed
一定不是你
It must not be you
因为你正在笑怎么会吹
Because you're smiling
吹怎么会笑
Okay whistle
为什么呢
Why
因为他们的观点吹口嘴巴尖尖的像鸟一样的
the way to whistle.
你根本不动怎么会吹呢
You never move your mouth how can you whistle
所以接下去他就讲一句话
So this is something
You must be a very happy man
你是一个很快乐的人
Today we must be very happy
你一定很喜乐的。
你今天很快乐对吗？
Are you very happy today?
我说我每天这样。
I say every day is the same.
他就说，哎，你很幸福啊。
Oh, you're very blessed.
那我就记得这句话。
So I remember this statement.
耶稣不是说吹口哨的人有福了。
Jesus does say that blessed are those who whistle.
天天嘻嘻笑笑的有福了。
Every day you are smile and you're blessed.
耶稣说哀痛的人有福了。
Jesus says blessed are those who mourn.
因为他们必得安慰。
Because they shall be comforted.
所以耶稣这句话到底为什么这样讲？
So this statement comes Jesus, why does he say it in this manner?
因为他是上帝。
Because he is God.
他是上帝的道。
He is the word of God.
他是上帝的儿子。
He is the son of God.
他是创造人类生命的工程师。
He is also the engineer that created human beings.
当他造感情在人里面。
So when he created emotion in us.
他也造了忧伤的可能性在里面。
He also created the possibility of sadness.
所以人能忧伤。
That man can mourn.
人能悲哀。
That man can feel sad.
人能痛苦。
That man can cry.
这种感受是很不舒服的。
And all these feelings are discomforting.
But Jesus said what?
But Jesus said,
你有福气了。
You are blessed.
因为你要得到安慰。
Because you shall be comforted.
所以我们今天第一堂要讲什么呢？
And tonight the first session, what are you going to
say? 忧伤的圣化。
Sanctification of your sadness.
忧伤怎样变成圣洁而有福气的感觉？
How that when you said you are sanctified and you are blessed.
世界上的哲学不能谈这个事情。
And the philosophy of the world cannot talk about this.
最聪明的不明白这个。
The most intelligent people can understand this.
创造人的上帝告诉我们。
But God has created tell us.
忧伤不但是有用的。
Mourning not only is it useful,
而且是有福气的。
Also they're blessed.
那你说是哪一种忧伤呢？
What kind of mourning you understand?
当然是指圣化的忧伤。
Of course, the sanctified mourning.
天下有没有没有哭过的人？
Are there anyone who has never cried before in the world?
天下有没有从来没有伤心过的人？
Anyone who has never sad before in the world?
天下有没有从来没有叹息过的人？
Is anyone who has never sighed before?
没有。
No.
从来没有。
Never.
从亚当到世界末日，每一个人都会忧伤。
Since Adam until the last day of this world, everybody will feel sad one day.
凡有眼睛的人都流过眼泪。
He who has eye has shed tears before.
凡有气息的人都叹过息。
He who has breath also have seen this thing.
凡有心脏的人都曾经伤心。
He who has heart has feel sad before.
所以呢，伤心是人之常情。
So to feel sad is normal with human being.
忧伤是每一个人的经验。
Mourning is our own experience in humankind.
忧伤来到的时候。
So when sadness comes.
有的人就自杀了。
Some commit suicide.
因为他受不了。
Because they can't bear it.
忧伤来的时候。
When sadness comes.
有的人不自杀去杀人。
Some will not commit suicide, they kill others.
因为他恨自己的，结果就恨每一个和他一样的人。
Because when they hate themselves, they hate those who are the same with them.
忧伤来的时候。
When sadness comes.
有的人就消沉。
Some are so negative.
从那件事以后
，from after that event,
一生就爬不起来了。
For his whole life, he can never climb up anymore.
忧伤太过分的时候
，so when he feels sad too much,
有的人没有办法控制自己的理智
，some cannot control their own rationality,
就变成神经失常的人。
So they become who is wrong mentally.
忧伤对人格造成的破坏是大的不得了。
So sadness has a destructive power in humankind.
可能你曾经失恋过。
Maybe you've been tilted before.
你所爱的不得了的人离开你。
The one you love so much has left you.
可能你所爱的人死了。
Maybe the one you love so much died.
可能他的父亲一定不把他嫁给你。
All the parents do not want her to marry to you.
所以你结果好像一只船失去了方向。
So you're like a ship that lost the direction.
在大风暴雨中间呢，漂流不知要到哪里。
So in the thunders and storms, you're drifting without direction.
让你破碎的心灵。
So your broken heart.
就使你感到没有前途。
You feel there's no future.
那么这种忧伤是人人都可能有。
This kind of sadness is possible that everybody can have.
你羡慕到底从来没有哭过的人吗？
And anyone who has never cried before.
没有可能的。
Not possible.
每个人都哭过。
Everyone has cried before.
你羡慕那些很少忧伤经验的人吗？
You admire those who have less experience mourning.
但是历史告诉我们。
But history would tell us.
许多最伟大的人都是曾经过最可怕的忧伤经历的人。
Many of the greatest souls in history have gone through the greatest suffering.
所以当忧伤来到的时候
，So when sadness comes,
你不要被忧伤战胜
，Do not be overcome by sadness.
你要胜过你的忧伤。
But rather you overcome your sadness.
这样忧伤的大风浪过去以后
，So when the thunders and storms of sadness go away,
你还可以站得住
，You could still stand firm.
还可以。坚强的应付苦难。
You can still be strong to face difficulties.
那么这个应付得胜，这个超越 到底从哪里来的。
So this overcoming, this transcending, where comes the power?
就是你不要以为只有你才有这种经验。
That is, do not feel that only you alone have this experience.
好像全世界最苦的人就是你。
It's not like you are the one who suffered the most in the whole world.
他说：“自己我是最痛苦的人，我比别人不一样，我做的没有意思，我去死好了。”
Then he said that I'm the one who suffered the most. There's no meaning in life. I'd rather die.
相反的
，But in the reverse,
你要思想，一定有人比我更苦过。
You want to think this man that other has suffered even more as compared to myself?
为什么这些人苦过，他还活下去
？Why this few who so sad yet continue to live?
他们得胜的经验在哪里
？What experience of overcoming?
他们要找出来。
You want to find the reason why?
我告诉你，没有人比耶稣过更痛苦的生活。
There's no one who has suffered more than Jesus.
没有一个人比耶稣基督过更哀痛的生活。
There's no one who has feel more sad than Jesus.
他生而为人，没有基本人权。
He was born to be a man, but without a basic human right.
生的时候所吸的空气就是动物的那些肮脏的排泄的东西的空气。
Even when he was born, he was born in a manger. He breathed the smell of excreta.
死的时候不是寿终正寝。
So when he died, he did not die peacefully.
他是33岁的变得活活钉在十字架上，一滴一滴血流到肝。流的完
At the age of 33, he was nailed on the cross, and also this blood oozed out drop by drop.
没有人比耶稣可更哀痛的。
No one has known as compared to Jesus.
更痛苦的经历。
And also said as Jesus.
耶稣口里不是说我们世界做人这么苦有什么意思？他不讲。
Jesus did not say with his own mouth that there's no meaning in living. Now,
把劳苦担重担的人到我这里来。我就给他安息。
He said, "Come to me, you who labor, I shall give them rest."
人类历史中间
，in the human history,
我有这个人
，only this person,
他的感情深化可以分享给每一个在困难中间的人。
That his sanctified emotion can be shared with those who suffer.
我们对忧伤的第一个看法是
，and our the view of this mourning is
忧伤是必须的。
And there is a necessity of mourning.
忧伤的经验是正常的。
And also is normal for you to feel sad.
忧伤的经历是人人都有的。
And experience sadness is what experienced by everybody.
三个最基本的观念在我们心里面产生出来。
So when this three basic concept is now in us,
忧伤是必须的。
It is necessary to feel sad.
忧伤是正常的。
It is normal to feel sad.
忧伤的人人都有的。
Sadness is what experienced by everybody.
有了这个三个思想以后
，with these three concepts,
你就不会被忧伤吓坏。
Then you will not be frightened by sadness.
你不会在忧伤中间垂头丧气。
And that in sadness you feel desperate.
因为本来应该有的吗
？It is normal to have.
正常的吗
？It is normal to have.
是每个人都有吗
？Everybody has that experience.
有什么奇怪
？Nothing strange.
我有忧伤吗
？I have sadness.
别人早就有。
Others have it.
我忧伤吗
？Do I feel sad?
有人比我更忧伤。
Others feel sadder than myself.
这是正常的。
It's normal.
这个是必须的。
This is necessity.
人人都有的。
Everybody has that experience.
第一个观念。
And that's the first concept.
不但如此
，Not only so.
忧伤的本身在神性里面也有的。
Sadness itself in the nature of God it has.
你说一个人犯罪了，我们才有忧伤。
You say because man has sinned and that's why you can feel sad.
那么肤浅的福音派跟灵恩派的阿哥，你信耶稣你就没有困难，你就有平安。
那 the shallow evangelicals and also Christians, you believe in Jesus, you will not feel sad.
你来信耶稣你就有平安，没有困难，没有痛苦，没有。
You come to believe in Jesus, you have peace. That there's sadness with you.
没有这样的事情。
Nothing of this.
信耶稣的人也没困难呢、啊。
Those believe in Jesus today.
有没有？信耶稣的会不会生病啊
？Would you feel ill? Yes.
当海啸扫掉很多房子的时候，基督的房子会站在那边不动吗
？When tsunami comes and also knock off all houses, would Christian homes stand firm?
在普遍的恩惠里面
，in common grace,
人不信主可能比我们领受更多上帝给他的福气。
Maybe even those who are non-Christian receive more blessing as compared to us as Christians.
不信主的人可能比信主人更聪明。
Non-Christian may be more intelligent as compared to Christians.
不信主的人可能比信主人更健康。
Non-Christian may be more healthy as compared to Christians.
不信主的人也可能比信主人更平安。
Non-Christian may enjoy more peace as compared to Christians.
我问的是你信耶稣有平安，你信耶稣什么苦都没有，没有这个事情。
You cannot say that you believe in Jesus, you have peace, there's no suffering. No.
你信耶稣，你的罪得到赦免。
You believe in Jesus, your sins are forgiven.
你信耶稣，你得到义。神和好心里面的平安
You believe in Jesus You are reconciled with God There's peace within you
是有罪的人没有办法享受的
It's something that sinners can enjoy
我们得讲清楚圣经的真理不是自己乱说一通
We must explore really clearly biblical truth And not simply pass anything
那么真正圣洁的忧伤
And the true sanctified sadness
不但人有
Not only man has
连上帝也有
Even God has
上帝也有忧伤吗
God also grieves
是的
，Yes，
上帝也有忧伤。
God also grieved.
谁说的
？Who said?
上帝自己说的。
God said himself.
圣经创世纪第六章告诉我们。
And in Genesis chapter 6 it tells us.
耶和华看见地上的人终日所想的都是罪恶。
When God looked out and see the one man thing day and night are sinful things,
他就心中极其忧伤。
So he grieved in his heart.
所以圣父有忧伤。
The God the Father grieved.
第二样。
Second,
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says,
圣子有忧伤。
God the Son also grieved.
耶稣有没有忧伤
？Jesus have you felt sad before?
耶稣是心中充满忧伤。
In his heart is filled with sadness.
常经忧患。
And he has gone through all this sadness.
多受痛苦。
And he has gone through all sufferings.
所以以赛亚书第53章告诉我们。
So Isaiah chapter 53 says,
He was rejected.
他被拒绝。
He was bruised.
他被受伤。
And he is a man of sorrows, the son of griefs.
他是一个多受忧患的多忧之主。
常经痛苦。
And he go through all this grief.
多受忧患的。
Sorrow.
他的仁慈中间是充满忧伤的。
When he was a son of man, he was one to go through all grief.
新约四福音记载。
And the four gospels recorded.
耶稣忧伤。
Jesus grieved.
耶稣为耶路撒冷痛苦。
And also he suffered for the sake of Jerusalem.
耶稣流眼泪。
He shed tears.
耶稣大声哀哭。
And Jesus cried out.
耶稣从橄榄山看下去。
From Mount Olive he looked down.
看见耶路撒冷不知道自己前途要被炸坏被。毁坏成了废墟。
See that Jerusalem was to be destroyed in the future, they did not see.
所以他就为他们哀哭。
So because of that, he grieved for them.
在克西马尼园的时候
，In Gethsemane,
他惊恐起来。
He was awakened.
他流这个血，流汗，如同血点一样。
And also this, the sweat coming out as blood dropping.
他心中极其忧伤。
He was so much grief in his heart.
这告诉我们。圣子有忧伤
，and the son of God also grieved.
所以圣经很诚实的
，the Bible very honest,
很实在的告诉
，very truly,
上帝在天上有忧伤
，say that God upon heaven he grieved.
圣子耶稣到地上有忧伤
，and the son of God also coming to the world he grieved.
不但如此
，not only so,
圣灵有忧伤
，the Holy Spirit also grieved.
所以以弗所书四章三十节告诉我
Ephesians 4 verse 30 says
你们不要让上帝的圣灵担忧
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit
你们原是受了他的印记这等到你们得赎的日子
Because he had been sealed until the day of redemption
所以圣父会忧伤
The God the Father grieved
圣子会忧伤
God the Son also grieved
圣灵会忧伤
And God the Holy Spirit also grieved
所以你不要感到忧伤是你自己独有垄断是你自己比别人痛苦的一个经验是别人不知道的
So do not feel that you want to monopolize grief and sadness that you only have it others do not understand
完全不是的
No
忧伤是常情
And also it's normal to feel sad.
忧伤是必须的。
Also necessity to feel sad.
忧伤是正常的。
And also it's normal too.
连上帝、圣父、圣子、圣灵都有忧伤。
Even God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit also grieve.
那现在我问第二个问题。
Now the second question.
我应当对忧伤有怎样的认识呢
？What kind of understanding must have to this grieving or mourning?
有一些忧伤是好的。
Some are this sadness good.
有一些忧伤是不好的。
But some of this mourning is no good.
那你说怎样分出来是好的忧伤或者不好的忧伤
？How then do you make a discernment what is the good sadness, what is bad sadness?
如果忧伤以后
，if after your sadness
产生了像震怒发愤求进的这个意志的话
，it produces a positive will for you to move forward.
那这个忧伤是好的。
Then this grief is good.
如果忧伤以后
，if after your sadness
自暴自弃发神经自杀。
They want to give up yourself, want to commit suicide.
那忧伤是不好的。
That kind of sadness is no good.
所以圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says，
有一些忧伤
，some of this are mourning，
一些后悔
，some of this are repentance， regret
已死的。
And because it causes to die，
有一些呢
，but some
不是如此。
It will cause to die，
产生了殷勤、自述、自责。奋斗前进
，It produces diligence and striving for you to press on forward.
所以我们一同在这个时代里面一样在做人的中间。
So together we behave ourselves as humankind in this world.
现在我以年长的树林的长辈的领袖的身份来劝你们年轻人。
Now as a spiritual elder and the exhorters are younger,
分辨
make a discernment,
认识清楚，
make a good knowledge,
然后把自己的感情放在上帝的手里，
then put your emotion in the hand of God,
求主引导我们，
that God will guide us.
那我们每一个人经验都不一样，
so our experiences are different.
我小的时候，
when I was young,
我常常忧伤，
many times I feel sad.
因为我感到我做人跟人家不一样，
because I feel that as a man I'm different from others.
人家都有父母，
people have parents.
我只有母亲，
but I only have my mother,
没有父亲，
without a father.
所以我感到好像老天不公平。
So I feel that the heaven is not fair.
有的人到六十岁还有爸爸。
Some until the age of 60 they still have the father.
我三岁父亲就死。
But at the age of 3 my father died.
想来想去就一种悲哀起来了。
So when I think of this, I feel sad in my heart.
人家生活比我好。
You have a better life than I do.
我过比较穷的时候。
I live a poorer life.
虽然我们的家本来是很有钱的。
Even though we were rich before.
但是打仗时期。
But at the time of war.
父亲死了。
My father died.
妈妈33岁工作寡。
At the age of 33, my mother became a widow.
辛辛苦苦从早到晚做工把我们养。
She worked very hard to bring us up.
所以有时候想起来悲从中来。
So when I think of it, I feel sad in my heart.
看天不知道老天爷为什么这样待我。
So I look up to heaven, I don't know why the heaven treat me in this manner.
看人那些比较仗势欺人的人，真是令人讨厌。
And I look at these people will despise me too.
想想自己命运不如人。
I feel that my destiny is worse than others.
所以有一些的悲哀的感情。
So there's sadness in me.
那么后来慢慢长大。
But then when I grew up,
我有很多要的都没有。
A thing that I want, I cannot get it.
我要得到没有得到。
Thing that I desire, I do not get it.
我很爱弹钢琴。
I like to play piano, but there's no piano in my home.
到我七岁的时候。
When I at the age of 7,
我很想有钢琴。
I desire to have, long to have a piano.
不要说钢琴，口琴都没有。
Not even a mouth organ.
但是感谢上，口琴没有才会吹这么好的口箫。
Because I don't have harmonica, and that's why I can have a good whistling.
要这个没有，要那个没有。
When I want this, I do not have. I desire that, I don't have.
我告诉你，我一生的只有买一次玩具。
There's only one time I buy a toy.
是11岁的时候。
At age 11.
一个用木头做的汽车。
A small
人工做的。
A small car made by wood.
只有那一次。
Only that time.
我从来没有抱过洋娃娃。
I never carry a toy.
A doll. 买过什么玩具？从来没有。
Or any toy that I bought? No, never.
在很辛苦的家庭里面长大。
So I was brought up from a very poor home.
妈妈要做工养活八个孩子。
So my mother had to work in order to bring up 8 children.
没给你读书学费交清楚了就好了。
And even can send to the school to pay the school fee is good enough.
哪里还能给你买玩具、汽车啊、飞机啊？有的人家里洋娃娃七八十个。
How could she have money for me to buy all these toys? Some even have 80 or 70 dolls at home.
全部把它压住，他不必呼吸就死了。
And also can suffocate them to death.
我们从来没有这个东西。
We have never enjoyed this.
所以什么玩具呢？
So what kind of toy that
we have? 用纸自己做，做鸟，做船，自己做。
And we use this paper to fold all these birds and boats.
结果呢，头脑就用的比别人更多，结果比别人更聪明一点点。
So we use our brain so much, we a little bit more intelligent than others.
然后起先很悲哀。
And at first I feel very sad.
不要紧
，Never mind.
耶稣说，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Jesus said, blessed are those who mourn because they shall be comforted.
所以当我讲这些事的时候
，So when I say all these things,
我相信我的经历比别的人更多。无穷无尽的供应使你们听了得到帮助。
I believe that I have more experiences to provide for your needs.
上帝给我很多悲哀的事情。
God give me a lot of things that I can feel sad for.
从小我最不爱听的一句话是常常听的话。
In the past, the statement I don't like to listen, but I listen so frequently.
那我很想有这个东西。
Mom, I like to have this thing.
为什么
？Why?
我的朋友有啊。
My friend has.
你的朋友有爸爸，你没有爸爸。
Your friend.
他可以买那个东西。你不可以买。
Your friend has a father, but you don't have. He can buy that, you cannot buy.
无论我要什么，我妈妈就说，别人有爸爸，你没有爸爸，不必讲。
No matter what thing that I say, one my mother will say that they have a father, you don't have a father, you cannot buy that.
所以我很想跑到旷野去，爸爸，你在哪里
？So I feel like to go to the wilderness and shout, Father, where are you?
你跑回来
，Come back.
使全班都知道，我也有爸爸。
So the whole class will know that I also have father.
可能没有就是没有。
But I don't have it.
所以很多的经验是没有办法讲。
So there are many experiences that cannot be expressed in this manner.
里面有一种悲苦的自己对自己的这个轻看的心。
There's kind of bitterness and also suffering in my heart that I despise myself.
感谢上帝
But thank God.
因为这个感情深化了。
Because when this emotion has been sanctified.
所以我不是报复，不是轻看，不是残忍。
So I do not take revenge or be cruel or take revenge.
我变成充满了怜悯。
I become a man with compassion.
看见别人没有爸爸
，when she other without father，
心里很同情
啊。I sympathize with them。
看见别人没有东西用
，see the people have nothing to use，
心里很想帮助。
I like to help them。
所以这个是经过圣化以后变成良善的感情。
So when you have been sanctified emotion become a good emotion。
所以我们对悲哀的感情。
So our understanding of this sadness
要有很基本的、很健康的认识。
We will have a very basic and very healthy understanding.
这是必须的。
That's a necessity.
这是正常。
That's normal.
这是人人都有。
That's everybody has that.
我们对悲哀的感情
，and our emotion of sadness，
神的眼中看出。
We must view it from God's perspective.
连圣父、圣子、圣灵都经历了。
Even God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit experienced.
我们从悲哀的感情
，from this emotion of sadness，
要历史的伟人学习。
We must learn from the great souls of history.
伟大的人都经过了很悲伤、痛苦的感情，结果变成超人一等的人物。
Because great souls throughout history, they have experienced sadness, and that's why they transcended in their characteristics.
历史一样。
For
对悲哀的感情
and the emotion of sadness,
我们从圣经里面得到安慰。
From the Bible, we get comfort.
因为这些都可以圣化。
Because all this could be sanctified.
圣化的悲哀
when the sanctified sadness,
是人类社会里面很宝贵的药剂。
It is actually a sign of good sign in society.
That is medicine.
This is a medicine.
The best medicine to cure the human society.
是这个社会里最好的良药。
圣洁的悲哀的感情
the sanctified sadness emotion
建立人际的关系
it can establish human relationship
可以除去许多的罪恶
it can do away with our sin
可以安慰帮助扶起许多的痛苦中间
it can console and comfort many people who have been down
所以你要先肯定这件事
so you must first affirm this
这样你就明白耶稣这句话了
then you understand this statement by Jesus
哀痛的人有福了
Blessed are those who mourn
因为他们必得安慰
Because they shall be comforted
而且他们得了安慰以后呢
And after they have been comforted
他们是最有资格最有材料最有本能去帮助别人经历忧伤
They are most qualified They are most capable to help those who want to go through suffering
感谢上
Praise God
美国有40多个总统
In America there are more than 40 presidents
最伟大的
The greatest
不是华盛顿
Not Washington
不是 Kennedy
Not Kennedy
不是 Johnson
Not Johnson
不是这个 Jackson
Not Jackson
不是 Roosevelt
Not Roosevelt
是 Abraham Lincoln
Abraham Lincoln
为什么呢
Why?
因为林肯是曾经受过苦
Because Lincoln himself has suffered before
小的时候非常贫穷
When he was a kid he would go through poverty
一生奋斗的一个总统
For his whole life he tried hard
为什么林肯是最伟大的
Why is it Lincoln was the greatest
因为他最体会穷人的痛苦
Because he had the compassion for the poverty and the suffering of the poor
最尊重黑人的人权
And he is the one who honored the human right of the black
最努力挣扎胜过奴隶的制度
and the one who has struggled and overcome the system of slavery
在整个人类的受释放的这个历史中
in the history of liberation of humankind
林肯占有最重要的巨大功劳的一个工程
Lincoln has the one who contributed the most
如果他自己娇生惯养养尊处优
if he was born into a good home and a wealthy home
生在一个很快乐从来不知什么叫做痛苦的
and a home that never understand what is suffering
那么他永远不会成为伟大的
forever he will not become a great soul
所以林肯很伟大
so Lincoln is great
不是因为他比别人更多读书
not because he studied more than others
而比别人更有伟大的圣洁的情怀
and also he has the greatest compassion for others
感谢上帝
Praise God
求主帮助我们每一个人
God will help each and every one of us.
从这些的思想，从历史的事实中间。
So from all these things and from the historical events,
就知道人生宝贵的功课。
We learn important lessons of life.
接下去我们的思想。
And what continue to manifest?
圣经有记载哪一些圣洁的忧伤是很有价值的
？And what has the Bible recorded about the value of sanctified sadness?
今天我们可能直接讲一种。
And tonight maybe we talk about one.
那就是什么忧伤呢
？What kind of mourning?
就是悔改之忧。
And also a morning of repentance.
The morning of the repentance.
悔改之忧。
什么叫做悔改呢
？What am I repentance?
悔改就是因为你的罪忧伤难过。
Repentant because you feel sad for your own sin.
决定离开罪恶。
make a mind to leave sins,
归向上帝的救赎恩典，
and to return back to the salvific grace of God,
接受耶稣基督，
to receive Jesus Christ.
那这种感情，
this kind of emotion,
很有价值。
That's value.
一个人的一生呢，
But one's life
从来没有为罪哭过。
If he has never cried because of the sin,
这个人没有价值。
He has no value.
那我要问，我们平常为什么哭呢？
Now I want to ask in the ordinary daily, why did you cry?
我们平常哭，
we cry,
因为我们没有钱。
Because we are poor,
因为我们给人轻看。
Because we are despised by others,
因为我们遇到大的灾难。
Because we have great suffering,
因为我们的身体病了。
Because we feel ill,
因为我们的命运不好。
Because our fate is no good,
因为我们的爱人跟人家抢去。
Because our girlfriend has been taken away by others,
因为我们的面孔长得不好看。
Because we are not handsome enough,
因为我们的生活太潦倒。
Because our life is in poverty,
所以我们为这些东西哭是常常的事。
For all these things, so frequently we cry for them.
那么这些东西值得我们哭吗？
For all these things, is it worthy for us to cry?
如果不值得我们哭，
if it's not worthy for our crying,
我们偏偏为这些事情哭，
but then we cry for the sake of all these things,
这种忧伤就是没有价值的。
This kind of mourning has no value.
这种忧伤就不是圣洁的忧伤。
This kind of mourning are not sanctified mourning.
所以圣经不是提这种人有福气，不是。
So the Bible do not say that these kind of people are blessed.
哎，很多这种人，结果呢？不但对自己没有帮助，对社会更构成威胁。
There are many this kind of people, not only they are not helpful to themselves, also become a threat to the society.
我为什么做人这么苦？
What's that I suffer as humankind?
为什么这样穷？
What's that I'm so poor?
他忧伤的结果呢，就开始抢别人的东西。
So when you grieve, you want to rob others.
那种忧伤的结果就变成害群之马。
And that kind of grieving becomes a threat to society.
所以这个就没有价值。
So there's no value.
有很多人忧伤过度以后，
and there are people sometimes when feel sad too much,
就是自杀，
they commit suicide,
他们就杀人，
and they kill others.
他们受苦之后，
after they suffer,
他们认为世界不公平， yeah. 老天爷没有眼睛，
they feel that the world is not just to them, also the heaven has no eyes.
他就要全世界跟他一样痛苦，他才感觉同归于尽。
So they only feel happy when the whole world suffers together with them.
前不久啊，
and not long ago,
有一个城市，我不提什么城市，
there's a city, I'm not going to mention which city.
有一个 mall 里面。
And in the mall,
有一些年轻人正在坐那 escalator 的时候，
there were some young people who were climbing on the escalator.
不能看到脚很痛，
suddenly feel the painful the legs.
原来有人用针刺他。
Some has used this pin to pin them.
那么等他注意受伤的受刺的地方的时候，
so when you need the poke, when you look at the place where you mean poke,
那个人已经不站，不知道跑到哪去，人很多嘛。
The person has run away already.
后来慢慢发现是什么？
Later they found out what's
that. 那些艾滋病的人。
Those who have AIDS,
自己要死以前
before they die,
用他的艾滋的这个血呢去刺别人，让世界更多人跟他一样死。
And use a contaminated needle to poke others.
这样危险的、
啊、So dangerous.
所以突然间一个针刺到你，就把那个自己死的就病毒就放在你的身上。
So suddenly that needle poke you, and that that comes to you.
因为他自己太悲哀了，很痛苦的，他怕到人家与他一同痛苦，所以他的痛苦不但不是圣洁的，变成害人的。
So they feel sad, they were others, feel sad also, they become harm to others.
我初中二年级的时候，
when I was in junior high, second year of junior
high, 我有天看见远远的，我坐在旁边那个同学，很好的，很聪明，很英俊，读书很高级的。
So far away, I see my classmate who is handsome, who is very intelligent, who is
very smart. 坐在我旁边这里，我看见他在偷人家脚车的灯。
I see that he was stealing as a bulb from a bicycle.
我根本不相信我的眼睛。这样的品学兼优的学生，怎么变成个贼偷人家的灯呢？
I cannot believe my own eyes. The good students become a thief.
我擦眼睛，是不是他？不要弄错了。
I wet my eyes, see clearly whether it is he or not.
是他。
Yeah, it is he.
所以我就跑到前面去了。
So I ran forward.
我说为什么你偷人家的？
Why did you steal people's bulb?
这个人家的脚车。
This people's bicycle.
人家的灯。
People's bulb.
为什么你偷掉？
Why did you steal?
你知道他怎么回答？
然后就 answer，
因为昨天我的脚车灯给人家偷掉。
Because I stole my bulb yesterday。
所以我现在要偷人家的灯。
And now I'm a steal somebody's。
这个才叫做社会公平。
And that's a social justice。
我说他头脑没有圣化才会这样想。
I say his mind is never sanctified。
因为昨天我的灯给人家偷掉，今天我偷人家的灯。
Because yesterday my bulb has been stolen and today I want to steal people's。
哪里有这样的事情？
How can this
如果全是这样做，一定每一个人的灯都偷别人的灯。
If everybody doing in the whole world, people's bow announced, people steal people's bow.
那你偷他的，他偷他的，他偷他的，他整个学校每一个灯都丢掉一次。
So it becomes a vicious cycle.
那么再从别人灯拿出来。
And then they take from others the bow.
这个变成怎么样的社会
？What kind of society is going to be?
开始想为什么人会这样哦
？So I think about how can people behave like that?
自己遭遇不好的事情。
That when you suffer bad things,
也让别人遭遇。
You want after others.
自己有了忧伤
，When you have grief,
最好全世界忧伤。
You hope the whole world.
这种忧伤是产生恶性的连锁反应。
This is kind of a vicious chain.
这不是圣洁的忧
伤。This is not a sanctified emotion.
真正圣洁的忧伤
，A sanctified sadness.
不是因为我丑陋
，Not because I'm ugly.
不是我贫穷
，Not because I'm poor.
不是因为我生病
，Not because I'm ill.
不是因为我受灾难
，Not because I suffer.
真正圣洁的忧伤
，The true sanctified sadness
是为自己为什么我犯罪。
You grieve because you say that why is that I sin?
我为什么犯错
？Why is that I do wrong?
我为什么让罪恶侵占我的良心
？Why is that allow the sin to invade my conscience?
为什么我的思想想这样错误的事
？Why is that my mind thinking such a wrong manner?
为罪忧伤
？When you grieve for your sins,
是圣经里面所说的圣洁的感情的第一样。
It's the first kind the Bible says of a sanctified sadness.
一个人做人几十年。
A one to live in decades.
有一天突然想起，哎呀，我是个罪人。
Suddenly you understand that I'm a sinner.
大家为罪忧伤痛苦。
And because of sin, you grieve and you cry.
这个人开始感情圣化。
That person begins to be sanctified in his emotion.
感情圣化的第一步。
That's the first step of sanctification in emotion.
为罪忧伤痛苦。
That you grieve for your own sin.
悔改认罪。
And you repent.
到主的面前来
，Then you come before the Lord，
求主赦免
，You ask God to forgive your sin，
归向他的圣洁
，And you return to His holiness。
这种感情
，This kind of emotion，
不但在个人的身上是有价值
，Not only there's value personally，
以后他一生的道路一定改变的
，Then for his whole life his path will be changed。
对社会来说
，To the society，
又变成一个新的道德的推动力。
It become a new motivational force of ethical
morality. 人性更向上
So the human nature will move forward.
许多人被感动而自己感到羞愧
So the people be touched, they feel ashamed of their sin.
一个真正悔改
One is truly repenting.
对人类的贡献是大
Then it's a great contribution to humankind.
请问
I want to ask.
你在一生的过程中间
In your whole life,
曾经为你的罪痛哭过没有
Have you ever cried because of your sin?
为你所做的错事深深感到伤痛懊悔过没有
For the things you have done wrongly, have you grieved?
如果还没有
If you're not
那么我求主给你今天经历这种圣洁忧伤好不好
I want to ask God tonight to give you experience this of sanctified grief
如果你从来没有为你的罪痛苦过
You've never cried before your sin
那我请你今天不要回家
Tonight you don't go back for
sin 直到你跪在上帝面前
Until you kneel down before Lord,
主啊，赦免。
He said, "Lord, forgive me."
我知道我是罪人。
I know I'm a sinner.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers,
为罪痛哭的人有没有啊
？Are there people who cry because of their sin?
有。
Yes.
为罪痛哭容易不容易
？Is it easy to cry for your sin?
不容易。
Not easy.
怎样的状况之下，人才会为罪痛哭
？Under what circumstances people can grieve and cry for their own sin?
通常。
Ordinarily,
一个人
when a person,
他知道他做错了
when you know they have done wrongly,
他有良心的功用
and there's a function of conscience,
良心功用的痛苦
but then the suffering that comes from the conscience,
不等于就是圣经所讲的畏罪悔改的痛苦
it might not equal to the suffering and grieving of the repentance from the Holy Spirit.
为什么呢
Why?
因为良心的鉴别力
Because the discernment, the discerning power of the conscience,
原先是很敏感的
originally is very sensitive.
But 犯罪习惯呢就变得很迟钝
But after people have habitually sinned, they become numb.
所以良心已经不可靠
The conscience is no more reliable.
良心的功用已经不正常
The function of the conscience is no more normal.
请你注意听下面
Pay attention to this.
一个人第一次说谎的时候
A person when the first time he lied,
心里噼啪噼啪跳
And he pumped with the heart.
但一个常常说谎的
，But the one who lie frequently,
说得很自然
，He will lie very naturally.
一点不会不好意思
，He will not feel ashamed.
越多说谎的
，The more that they lie,
他开始享受自己会骗人的果效。
They enjoy the result that they can trick others.
那个偷都是，那个人给我骗了，还不知道。
And he will laugh to himself that these people have been tempted by me. They don't know.
欣赏自己会骗人。
So they appreciate themselves that they can trick others.
傲慢自己骗人的技术。
And they become arrogant because they have the skill to trick others.
慢慢越来越大胆骗人。
And slowly they are very bold in cheating.
还可以教别人怎样骗人。
And they can teach others how to cheat.
那么当然越来越骗越厉害的时候。
So when it cheat more and more,
他原先那个畏罪痛苦的良心就迟钝了。
And that conscience initially that can cry because of your sin now because insensitive.
你慢慢就没有知觉了。
Slowly is numb.
而且他说你们这些不会骗的人太笨了。
He said that you are fools because you cannot cheat others.
你这样老实，怪不得每天吃稀饭。
You are so honest, that's why you're poor.
我骗人，我会做这么大的富翁。
Then I can cheat others and become a rich man.
所以呢，很少人会。自动的畏罪痛苦。
So there are very few people that automatically can grieve because of the sin.
那么有一种人因犯罪大哭，什么时候呢？
And this kind of person, they grieve and cry for their sin when?
当他的罪被发现以后。
When their sin has been exposed.
而且发现以后，接踵而至的就是律法、法律对他的裁判。
When after they've been exposed, the law comes to judge them.
你看见那些犯大罪的人，
you see those that commit crime,
当他们被抓到以后，
when they captured,
被带到法官那里，
and brought before the judge,
然后法院就开始宣判，宣读他所犯的所有的罪，
and the judge also announces the crime that they committed,
然后找到了证人，
then have find these witnesses,
找到了证据，
and also evidence they found,
全部找到以前，
and everything been marshaled,
你有没有犯这个罪？
Have you
committed? 没有，
no,
没有，
no, no,
不是我，
no,
是别人，
no,
没有。
Others, no.
你还多讲话，
talk much.
所以你自己看，这是不是你做的事情？
Look at yourself. Is it what you have committed?
这个手印是不是你的印？
Is it your thumbprint?
把它用电脑放大的时候，
no, when it been manifested,
在他的身份证的手印跟在那个物证上的是一样样的。
And also the print in the IC and that one is the same.
他现在开始不能讲话。
So he is now.
没有，没有，现在。
No,
讲不出来了。
You cannot see anymore.
你又怎么办呢？
Now what happened?
所有证据就列出来。
When all the evidence has been displayed,
现在判断。
And now make a judgment.
判断下去说。
When the judgment has passed,
你关监牢40年。
Put into prison for 40 years.
当他听见这句话。
When he heard us,
他大哭。
He will cry.
那个叫做畏罪痛哭是吗？
And would that say that he repent for
you? 是不是呢？他畏罪痛苦，那这个时候他的感情很伟大，对不对？很顺化了，他已经懂得畏罪痛苦。
So he cried for his wrong, that must be simplified now, you see.
有没有价值啊？
Is that valid?
我告诉你，不是的。
No.
他的哭不是畏罪哭。
Not because of the crime.
是为刑罚哭。
But because of the sentence.
你懂吗？为受的刑罚当不起而痛苦，这个感情。没有价值。
Because of the sentence that passed on me, he cannot bear any crime, and that's no value of the crime.
如果他的痛苦是为了罪的可怕而痛苦，他的痛苦就有价值。
But if he would cry because of the terrifying nature of the sin, then that's the value of his crime.
所以你不要随便把这些笼统吞下去。
So do not swallow all these things as a lump thing.
你的畏罪哭跟畏苦畏罚哭。是两件事。
So to cry for the sin, to cry for the sentences and suffering are two different things.
你是真的吗？
Is that true?
圣经有这么讲吗？
Did the Bible say that?
有。
Yes.
亚伦大祭司有两个孩子被按立做祭司的那一天。
Aaron with the two sons who have been ordained to be a high priest on that
day. 他们以为爸爸大祭司，我是祭司。
They thought that their father is high priest and the priest now.
所以按立完了，他们马上骄傲得不得了。
After they've been ordained, they feel so proud.
就不照着上帝的意思随便献祭。
So they do not according to the way set by God and they make the sacrifice.
他们把燔火放在圣坛的上面。
And also to put the ordinary flower on the altar.
那这个是 the sacred altar.
On the sacred altar.
They put the secular fire.
With a secular fire.
所以上帝生气。
So God got angry.
就从天上降下回来，把这两个祭司刚刚按立、刚刚就职的那一天，马上烧死了。
From heaven there came the fire and burned these two priests who didn't ordain.
哇，做爸爸的看见。
So when the father saw it.
两个孩子今天就职，今天死掉。
Two sons have been ordained today and they died today.
早上就职，下午埋葬。
In the morning they were ordained, in the afternoon they were buried.
家里两个这样壮的这个孩子，两个都死。
And two strong sons today died together.
亚伦的家哀哭哀哭。
So the Aaron's home mourned and mourned.
摩西也没有说哀哭的人有福了，他们必得安慰。
The Moses says that blessed are those who mourn because they shall be comforted.
没有的。
No.
上帝对摩西说。
God told Moses.
你告诉亚伦。
Tell Aaron.
他们不要为所受的苦哭。
Do not cry because of suffering they experience.
要为所犯的罪苦。
But mourn because of the sin.
这是圣经第一次。把这个感情的圣化分辨出什么是对什么不对，第一次上帝讲话。
So the first time God say and that is the sanctification of the emotion.
You should mourn of your sins, not mourn of your punishment.
那为罪我们应该忧伤，而不是为我们的刑罚。
今天很多人病了就哭了。
Today a lot of people when they get ill they cry.
医生说你有艾滋病，哭了。
When the doctor says you have AIDS, they cry.
那为什么会有艾滋病？
Why is it they have AIDS?
因为搞同性恋。
Because they have homosexuality.
乱来一场。
They have homosexuality.
为什么搞的时候不哭呢？
Why is it when they have it, you do not cry?
搞的时候很享受。
You enjoy it when you have it.
轻看上帝。
You decide God.
轻看生命。
Decide your life.
自由自在。
You are free.
为所欲为。
And you do what you want.
顺畅的顺从情欲。
And according to the last season.
为什么那个不哭？
Why is it at the time you don't
cry? 等到医生你有艾滋病，明年你会死，你就大哭。
But when the doctor says next year you die, you ate, you cry.
你要听这句话。
You must listen to this.
不要为你的刑罚。
Do not mourn because of the sentence.
要为你所犯的罪哭。
But mourn because of the sin.
啊，青年人。
Young people.
你越早听明白上帝。
The earlier you understand the word God.
越早认知这些真理。
The earlier you know about all these truths.
那么你这一生。
For your whole life.
就仰望上帝。
You'll be blessed by God.
Amen.
Amen.
求主帮助我。
May God help us.
年纪轻轻的
，When I young，
还有几十年的道路要走。
Decades for you to walk.
你好好建立感情的根基。
Establish the foundation of the emotion.
好好建立与神的关系。
And also your relationship with God.
使你成为一个圣洁的。
So they become a one who is holy.
所以感情的圣化
，sanctification emotion.
第一步
，the first step，
就是从对罪的痛苦开始。
It begins from your grief for your sin.
那你说为什么会对罪产生痛苦的感觉？
Why say when the grief because of your sin?
那是因为圣灵、圣道在你心中做工。
Because the Holy Spirit, the Holy Word is working in you.
我相信你这一生中间最伟大的时刻。
I believe that the greatest moment of your life
就是当你借着上帝的话与神的生命。汇合的那个时刻
It is at a time when you yourself, your life is united with the word of God.
这种时刻经历了以后
When you've gone through this moment,
以后的日子你一定不一样的
Then for all the days to come, it will be different.
You will never be the same with before.
那么你跟以前一定是不一样的
After you meet your God.
当你跟神面对面的时候
After you realize His truth.
当你真知道他的真理的时候
After your heart has been eliminated by Holy Spirit.
当你的这个心被圣灵所光照的时候，
圣灵光照的
，When the Holy Spirit illuminates，
上帝的道对你启发了
，When the Word of God enlightens you，
你见上帝圣洁的面以后
，So when you see the Holy Face of God，
你的人生一定不一样
，Your life will be changed。
好，现在你回答我
，Now will you answer me？
有哪一个人听得到有这种感受，有生命产生改变，有这种经验的人，请举手。
Anyone who heard this， you see you experience the change in life， raise your hand。
有哪一个人听了到感受了神的同在很宝贵的请举手
If you precious because you heard the word of God raise your hand
这是许多许多人的经验
Many people have this experience
因为那些时刻
Because those moments
才是真正建立你生命的时刻
A true moment that establish your life
其他的时刻
Other period of time
受造者与受造者会遇的时刻
At that time when you the creator life with the creator encounter
但是 when the creator life meet the creator And the created reasoning illuminated by the truth revealed to man, that is a very significant moment to change your life.
当对照的理性被这个真理所光照的时候，那是我们生命最宝贵的时刻。
那么当上帝的道传的时候
，So when the word of God is being preached,
传了一段的时间
，After a while,
你发现原来你是 得罪这位圣洁的上帝。
Then you find that you are the one who truly have gone against this holy God.
你得罪这位良善的上帝。
You have wronged against this holy God.
你得罪这位公义的上帝。
You have wronged against this righteous God.
你非常难过。
You feel sad.
我告诉你
，I tell you，
你做错事以后
，When after you do something wrong，
如果有真正爱你的人。看见你做错是为你难过。
If there's one who truly loves you and grieve because you have done wrong，
那你应当体会那个心。
You might experience the heart，
因为那是真正关心你。
The one who truly concerned for you，
真正爱你。
The one who truly loves you，
真正为你代祷。
The true who truly intercede for you，
真正盼望你生命建立的人。
The one who truly wants your life to establish，
你不要让他灰心。
Do not just make them sad，
你不要让他痛苦。
Do not grieve them。
但是如果你犯罪习惯。连这种人你都把他不放在眼里的话，那你是非常强横无理的人。
But when you become habitual in your sin, you despise this kind of people, then you are one who have been numb with the heart.
所以当上帝的道讲出来的时候
，So when the word of God is being preached，
讲到一些时候
，When it comes to a certain time，
圣灵就感动你。
The Holy Spirit touch your heart。
所以你想着耶稣基督怎样为你死
，So that you know how Jesus Christ died for you，
怎样为你伤心
，And God he grieved for you，
怎样为你受刑罚
，And how that he was punished for your sin，
怎样为你流血
，And how he shed his blood for you，
为你被钉死
，And he was crucified。
所以这个时候就是感情深化一个最大的动力的来到了。
And that will be the coming of the greatest motivation force of sentimental emotions.
感情深化最大的动力是什么
？And what's the greatest motivation power of sentimental emotions?
圣灵引导你去认识哥哥他的耶稣基督。
That is Holy Spirit guide you to know the Christ of Golgotha.
圣灵把哥哥他的爱浇灌在你心。
And the Holy Spirit pour upon you the love of God.
所以你知道
，So you know，
上帝爱你
，God loves you。
接着，耶稣基督为你死
，To Jesus Christ He died for your sin，
为你担当罪恶的审判
，To bear the judgment of sin，
为你受尽十字架的痛苦
，And also He suffered on the cross，
为你流血
，And shed His blood for your sin，
为你舍命。
And also renounce his life for your sake.
你与天父和好过来。
So you are in unity now with God.
当圣灵用这一个基督的爱感动你的时候
，When Holy Spirit touch you with this love of Jesus Christ，
你开始觉悟到了。
Then you become to understand，
我是得罪上帝。
And the one who is wrong against God，
我是使上帝担心。
I am already grieved God，
我是圣灵忧伤。
Also a grieved Holy Spirit，
是我使耶稣基督为我死。
It is because of me that God has died for me.
那你开始为罪痛苦，不是为你的刑罚痛苦。
So you want to grieve and because of the sin, not because of the punishment.
那个时候感情深化就真正开始了。
So then that's the beginning of the true sanctification of the emotion.
基督徒感情的深化。
So the sanctification of Christian emotion
是从悔罪的忧伤开始的。
It begins from the mourning of your sin.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
当悔罪的忧伤一开始的时候
，When the morning of the sin begins，
你前面的道路就不一样了。
Your future will be different.
你会对主说
，You will tell God，
从今以后
，Henceforth，
我不再做那样的事。
I'm not going to do that things again.
我不再犯那样的罪。
Henceforth， I'm not going to commit that sin again.
我不再过那种生活。
Not that life again.
我要跟随你
，I want to follow you.
那这样呢
？And then
你前面的道路
，Your future
就开始升华了。
Sanctified.
一步一步升华
，step by step it is being sanctified.
你无论是在伤心中
，no matter when you are sad，
在欢乐中
，no matter when you rejoice，
你在这个忧愁中
，no matter when you feel grief，
生气中
，whether you get angry，
在愤恨中
，whether in wrath，
都有圣洁的成分在调整。
That is the element of sanctification is adjusting it.
那你对别人来说
，and to others，
永远不是一个损害。是一个造就。
Forever you will be constructive, not destructive.
社会上有这样一个人
，in a society if there's such a person，
那个社会就得到帮助。
And the society will be helped.
时代有这样的青年
，when in time there's such a person，
那个时代就更强大。
And that generation will be helped too.
求主帮助我们
，God help us.
从今天开始
，from today onward，
从感情升华
，from the sanctification，
为罪痛苦忧伤
，and grieve for your sin，
重新建立我们的生命。
And re-establish our life.
而圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says，
上帝绝对不轻看这种感情。
God will not despise this kind of emotion.
上帝绝对不轻看畏罪忧伤的人。
Absolutely, God will not despise those who grieve for their sin.
畏罪忧伤痛苦的人。
Those who grieve and mourn for their sin.
上帝绝对不藐视。
God absolutely will not despise them.
我要用一句话做结束。
I want to conclude with this statement.
有一次我读到一本书。
There was one I read a book.
两排的字列在一起。
And there were two columns of words.
使我惊喜。
I was amazed.
使我惊起来了。
I became amazed.
世界的建筑师。
And the architect of the world.
都用最好的材料建筑伟大的建筑。
They use the best material to build the best architect.
啊，这个我懂的，因为我是研究就是、建筑的。
I know because I study architecture.
我也是研究哲学的。
I also study philosophy.
研究神学的。
And theology.
好的，我对设计工程很有兴趣。
And also I like the architectural design.
所以我知道。
I know
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
这个 Gibbon.
Gibbon.
这个 Frank Lloyd.
Frank Lloyd.
这个 Norman. 这个 Foster.
Foster.
这就伟大的建筑师。
This great architect.
I am paid.
And
他们就用怎样好的材料来建筑伟大的工程。
With good material and a big great building.
这就我懂的。
I understand this. 但是
第二季很特别。
But the second step is special.
只有上帝。
Only God.
用破碎的心建立他的天国。
Use a broken spirit to build his kingdom.
我真的很受感动。
I was touched.
Only God. The only one who used the broken heart.Materials of the human spirituality to build his kingdom of heaven.
只有神用破碎的心来建立他的国度。
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
在上帝国度里面的人
In God's kingdom,
每一个
everyone
都是曾经用破碎的心悔改来回向上帝。
Has repented with a broken spirit.
那么这些都在神国度里面成为国民。
So all these people in God's kingdom become his citizens.
今天晚上
Tonight,
我请问你
I'm asking,
你曾经有这种圣化的忧伤吗
That have you ever had this sanctified grief?
为你最忧伤
For your own sin.
若是没有
If not,
今天晚上
Tonight,
让我们在主的面前
Let us before God,
顺服圣灵
Obey to him,
为罪痛苦
And cry for our sins.
我们大家感谢
That's all right.
十字架是